This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has called for an international peace summit to bring an end to the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Abbas was speaking at a conference in Cairo, addressing dozens of regional leaders and senior Western officials, where he also reiterated his complete rejection of the killing of civilians on both sides. He urged the release of all civilians, prisoners and detainees, likely alluding to the roughly 200 hostages held by Hamas in Gaza and the Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. At the same conference, Egypt and Jordan both criticized Israel over its actions in Gaza, a sign that the two Western allies that made peace with Israel decades ago are losing patience with the war. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll has exceeded 4,300 in the enclave, while more than 1,400 people have been killed in Israel, mostly in Hamas's initial incursion. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Hundreds of demonstrators joined a pro-Palestinian march in Washington, D.C. on Saturday to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. Chanting Free Palestine, holding banners and waving Palestinian flags, demonstrators marched from the Washington Monument towards the U.S. Capitol. Similar rallies were planned in cities across the United States over the weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he was, quote, talking to the Israelis when asked whether he is encouraging them to delay an invasion of Gaza. Biden made the comments after attending church services in Delaware. Israel has amassed tanks and troops near the fenced border around the narrow coastal enclave for a planned ground invasion with the objective of annihilating Hamas after several inconclusive wars dating to its seizure of power there in 2007. For additional stories, visit